Good morning. Welcome to this week's 5-minute seminar on how you can make things a tad bit better. I'm Vin.
And I'm Dylan.
And this week, we're going to be talking about water fountains. First off, a brief history about them. First designs can be found in the ancient Greek times and in the Roman Empire, when aqueducts and water channels were being developed to carry water everywhere. This was to provide water for agriculture and allow for territorial expansion.
These aqueducts allowed for fountains to be built for drinking, but they were nowhere close to the modern drinking fountain.
Yup. Most of them were just non-stop rivers of water flowing through a pipe, dispensing out uncontrollably. And even worse, the water wasn't sanitary, often containing diseases that could do more harm than good.
And it wasn't until only the 1900s where water fountains recognizably today were conceived. Companies such as Halsey, Taylor, and Hall pioneered sanitary stations that dispense water somewhat consistently.
Now, in the present, you'll be able to find water fountains at practically everywhere. They operate by pressing a push button with your hands and hovering your mouth wherever the water might dispense.
So, enough about the history. Let's now talk about the use of them now. I'm going to be completely honest, even though they're practical, I really hate using water fountains.
Yeah, same here. Water fountains are just really unsanitary. So many people touch their lips to the fountain itself. It's like drinking saliva. Also, they're really unsanitary. In fact, that everyone has to push the same button to gain access to the water, which is another way to transfer germs.
Oh man, I definitely agree with that. Another issue is that sometimes the water pressure is either too high or too low, and you can result in your lips touching the fountain or your shirt getting like absolutely soaked. On top of this, water fountains can be easily vandalized by people and are just straight up wasteful in water. To be honest, the design for water fountains currently just sucks, and we need a big change in them.
So that begs the question, how can we make it better?
Well, that's a pretty easy question to answer. We were discussing this and came up with quite a few solutions. Do you have any ideas, Vin?
Ooh, how about this? We could make a fountain that has a turret head for the spout, so it can detect your face and shoot water at your face. Pretty nice idea, right?
Well, that's pretty questionable in my opinion. Like, what problem is that supposed to solve?
How unsanitary the fountains get with normal fountains.
Right, and you're okay with the possible development costs and the very, very likely chance it might shoot at your shirt?
No, but it's a pretty novel idea.
Yeah, I'll give it that. But I don't think it's viable right now. You know what I think we should do? I think we should have a big cage around the water fountain spout with a hole in the cage where the water would pass through, preventing anyone from putting their mouths on the spout itself. That would definitely solve the sanitary problem. On top of that, we should put spikes around the fountain to prevent people from vandalizing it.
Wow, it's pretty pimped out. The only issue I see here is that someone could get hurt, and they could potentially sue us!
Oof. You're right about that. Let's not do that one then. But I don't see how the cage would injure someone, actually.
I don't know. Probably some person that could fit their whole mouth around it. How about this? We should use step pedals instead of the buttons to initiate the flow of the water. That way, it will be way more sanitary.
Alright, wait. You're onto something. I like your thinking. We're getting somewhere now. I mean, to add on to this, I had this idea. We should have like a hose system where you can put the tip of the hose in your mouth to drink it. It would be, you know those backpacks, the camelbacks?
Yeah.
The ones that you drink out of? It would be like that.
I like where it's going, but wouldn't it be really unsanitary?
So I actually thought about this, but not if you have like a replacement system similar to the doctor's office, where they replace the cover to the thermometer each time after a patient uses it. It's completely sanitary, and it would work. And if we had something similar to that, then the water wouldn't spill on your shirt anymore.
That's not actually a bad solution. I could see that working out. Ooh, I have an idea. What if we had a water fountain that dispenses water in recyclable cups that could be available at parks? It eliminates the contact with the spout and removes messiness and the waste of water.
That's a great idea, Vin. That's a great idea. The only problem I see with it is the amount of cups used is kind of wasteful. But maybe to combat that, we could have vending machines, like places where people without water can buy prepackaged water and reusable water bottles, and then they could use it in future trips out. I know now there are a lot of water fountains solely responsible for refilling your individual water bottle.
Yeah, encouraging people to bring their own water bottles is a good idea. You know what will be really interesting though? Is if we had drinking fountains dispense those pods of edible water that scientists have recently created.
That would be awesome. I heard they are eco-friendly and can solve all of our problems without drinking fountains at once.
Actually, now that I think about it, I think it might be not the best option. Think about the skin of those pods.
You're right, but it might be the best solution ever if we can fully develop it in the future.
Yeah, who knows what the future of water fountains hold for us. Maybe some of our solutions will be implemented.
That would be great if that were to happen. Well, that about wraps up our time here. Here have been our solutions to improving drinking fountains. Step pedals for dispensing water, replaceable covers with a hose, recyclable cups, reusable water bottles, and perhaps the edible water pod.
This has been How to Make Water Fountains Better, and we'll see you next week.